Hi, I'm Jodie Walmsley, author, keynote speaker, and happiness expert. I'm talking to you today from the Simply Laughter Online Summit. My next guest is Julie Holmes. Now, Julie's a professional in sales and marketing, and she's going to be talking to us all about niching and differentiating ourselves, how to sell more to earn more. And then again, she's got an amazing tool to use, which is called the Hey Mic, which she has developed to help have better quality and sound when you're recording using your smartphone. Lots of wonderful tips and a great professional session. Enjoy.
Hey, hi, Julie. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really happy. I've been so excited to talk to you because I saw you at Inspire and it was awesome. And I'd love you to inspire our people that are watching today all about sales and positioning yourself and getting their message out and possibly niching. So where to start? I think a really important thing is, because we've got a lot of laughter yogis and people that are doing similar things, I think a great place to start would be about differentiating yourself, if I could say it.
I think that's probably one of the most important things that people can do. I think, you know, for a start, it's interesting to me how so many people who are trying to build businesses and trying to connect with people really struggle with this most fundamental piece, which is that, you know, you have to be able to articulate to people why they should choose you and why they should choose you over their other options. So not just why they should choose you in general, but compared to other things. And that's really where this kind of the fine art of differentiation comes in from. So the reality is that when you're trying to help a client or find a client or connect with a client, they have a lot of different choices. So they can choose to go with you. That's, of course, the ideal choice. They can choose to do nothing, which is really the one that we most often wrestle with, you know, the indecision or the lack of a decision, and they could choose to go with someone else entirely. So those are our three things. And what we have to be able to do to get the clients to connect with us and to use our services and to partner with us is that we have to get them to understand the value that we provide above and beyond their other choices. So the way that we kind of look at differentiation when we're talking about yogis and coaches and anybody who provides kind of professional services is there are five ways that you can differentiate yourself. The first way is that you can differentiate yourself through how you explain what you do. Mm-hmm. So the words that you use and the angle, this is explanation. These are the five E's of differentiation. So how do you angle what you provide? Are you there to help people feel better? Are you there to help people recover from illness? Are you there to help people overcome an event? So how is it that you're angling what it is that you do in the service that you provide? So your explanation is number one. The second way that you can differentiate is through your experience. So what have you done? How have you lived it? And how does that experience make you particularly qualified to connect with this client or to provide this service or to provide better service than their alternatives? So number two is experience. The third differentiation criteria is expertise. So expertise is what you've learned. These are your credentials. So if you were going to sit down and say, I've got this certification and this diploma and this degree, so these are my formal expertise that I can qualify and share out with other people. So that's the third one is expertise. And the fourth one is execution. So execution is how you share it. What is it about the way that your clients experience you and the way that you deliver your services to other people that make you different, special, and valuable to clients? Mm. So your execution. And the last one is extras. And extras is kind of anything else that really isn't necessarily, it's more kind of luck, if you will. So for example, that's geography. You know, I'm in your neighborhood. That's an extra. So the fact that you're local to someone could be an extra. It could be that you know, you could actually even call upon your expertise or your experience to make you an extra. I'm the only one that does this. I'm the only one in this area. I'm the only one that's open in the evenings. I'm the only one that's this, that, or whatever it is. So those are your five differentiations. So the first step, if you're thinking about how to really connect valuably with your clients and your potential clients, is to sit down, write out those five things, and answer those questions. So how do you angle your topic, your explanation? How do you articulate what you've done, your experience? How do you document and share your credentials? That's your expertise. How do you share and deliver your services? That's your execution. And what makes you a bit extra special? That's your extra. Those are your five keys for differentiation.
Yeah, I think those are great. I mean, so many times people don't zoom in and give the value that they are giving as well, because I know for myself, I specialize in corporate. So that's where I am different, because people don't take laughter seriously, but they should, because it has so many benefits. So I really have knuckled down and made sure people understand that this is a serious thing that I'm talking about and how it can help. So those are great tips, and I hope everybody wrote those down. So I'll be sure to ask them to have a notepad. And then another thing that I thought was really great is because, you know, we are trying to get the message out there, and even though we have clubs that are free, I think the same thing that we're going to talk about for the business side, to you know, to sell our leader courses, our teacher courses, all those kind of things, and selling our message, really. I think that when you say you've got a 10-minute positioning statement, where you say sell more and earn more by being clear about who you serve, how you'll serve them, and why they should pick you. So you went into that a little bit, but can we go into a little bit more detail?
Of course we can. So differentiation is a component of our positioning statement. So, you know, sometimes you'll hear somebody say the phrase elevator pitch. You know, what's your elevator pitch? And this is a kind of a long form elevator pitch. But the goal of a positioning statement is to serve as a foundation block. So as you build your business and you decide who you're going to market to and how you're going to market to them and how you're going to reach them and how you're going to pitch your business, this helps you stay true. Stay true to your intentions, because it's really easy to get distracted when we're trying to go out and get sales or we're trying to build a business. We'll suddenly say, I'll sell to everybody and I'll sell everything to everyone. And it sounds okay on the surface, but the reality is that for every group that you try to sell to, you're diffusing the services and the support you give to everyone else. Yeah. So you're better off niching and focusing and just making sure you know who you're trying to reach, how you're trying to reach them, and why they care about you. And that is what the positioning statement does. So the positioning statement has a few key components. So we start off with the very first block, which is for, and I'll give you a download of this that you can share with all of your viewers.
Right.
So the first block is for, and this is, then you fill in who your target market is. So for you, let's build this for you, shall we, as we go along? You'll be my guinea pig.
Yay.
So who's your target market?
Okay. So I go to corporate businesses. So it's businesses that are looking for ways to increase.
Okay. So stop, hold on just there. Don't go ahead of me.
Okay.
So corporate businesses. Is there anything more specific you can tell me about the corporates? Not about what they want or need, but can you tell me anything about how big they are? What's their annual turnover look like? How specific can you be about your target market?
Okay, because I do a lot of keynote speaking, I like to be in conferences.
Okay.
So I like to be at like AGMs and things like that. So because I get a buzz out of big audiences, because that also is my differentiator.
Yeah. Okay. So when you've got, for example, already from what I'm hearing you say, you might differentiate yourself or might have two different positioning statements. One is, how would you position yourself to a conference organizer for a keynote opportunity? And then the other is, how would you position yourself to a corporate booker who wants to bring you in to talk to their organization?
Yeah.
So there's two different positioning statements right there. So for every different group of people that you serve, then you want to make sure you have a separate positioning statement for each one of those.
Yeah.
So let's build yours. So for, let's do conference organizers, because that one's a nice simple one. So for conference organizers who are delivering conference organizers for corporate AGM events.
Hmm.
So that's your four. That's your target market. Now, the more specific you can be with your target market, the better off you are. So you might say four companies that have at least 1,000 employees who are, you know, an AGM event that has at least 1,000 attendees or 500 attendees. So as specific as you can be, and it's okay that you might eventually sell to people outside of that realm, but this is about who you're going to market to.
Yeah.
So this just helps you to keep your message quite focused and key. Okay, so for whom, and then who need to, want to, and with hopes of. So we break down into needs, wants, and aspirations. Mm-hmm. So when we look at our target market, every target market has these three attributes. So needs are acute pain. They are something that that organization or that entity or person is willing, able, and enthusiastic about paying to fix. So if somebody has a health crisis, you know, that might be the thing that they need to do. If you're working with a corporate entity and they have a turnover problem or a retention problem with employees, that's their need. They're willing to pay to fix their retention problem. So that's their need. Then they have wants and hopes or aspirations. So who want to, and when we get to wants, these are like, and it would be really great if this was the case. So it'd be really great if they had a good time while listening to you. Yeah. It would be really great if they talked about it for months to come.
Yeah.
That's not a need, but it is a want.
Want, yeah.
Okay, and then we get into aspirations. And aspirations or hopes are all about what does the perfect world look like for the client after using your service? So what is their aspirational vision? And that's what's going to help us connect with them on all levels. So our marketing messages will enable us to use those needs, wants, and aspirations to craft our marketing messages in ways that connect powerfully with our clients. Okay. So for example, I'll give you one of mine. So I work primarily in sales and marketing, not surprisingly. So I'll say for organizers of sales and marketing kickoff meetings that pay their speakers, especially companies focused on technology and digital business, who need to book an excellent, reliable content speaker that will educate and motivate their sales staff, and who want to see a lot of discussion and enthusiasm generated by their speakers and demonstrate diversity with hopes of salespeople applying newly learned ideas and principles to generate more sales. So that's kind of what it looks like.
Yeah, that's great.
So then the next component of the positioning statement is your name. So Jody Walmsley. And then what do you do or your elevator pitch? So mine might be, I deliver keynotes around whole company selling. Yours would be,
I deliver keynotes around energizing your audience and delivering wellness programs or wellness tips.
Okay, perfect, great. Unlike, so now we get into our differentiation. So unlike, what is their next best alternative? So unlike other wellness programs, Jody does this.
Yeah, I get immediate results through laughter.
Yep, there you go. And then for every alternate, next best alternative that your client might have, you want to repeat that section. So unlike blank, I blank.
Yeah.
So unlike other wellness programs, unlike other keynote speakers, unlike other, what is your unlike other? So unlike blank, I blank. And then you go into events or clients like, so this is where we get to our social proof.
Uh-huh.
So in our social proof, we would say events like, you know, XYZ conference,
yeah,
and ABC convention have experienced blank.
Yeah.
And so now you're going to take evidence, and that can be in the form of quotes or testimonials, but it could also be in the form of documented results, you know, any kind of statistics or truly, metrics that you can get are really powerful here because we're talking about proof. So think about something that would really demonstrate proof.
Yes.
So events like blank or clients like blank have experienced this result and others like them will too. And that's the last sentence, and others like them will too. So what you've got overall when you look at this is you've got who you're talking to or who your target market is, what they need, want, and aspire to, what it is that you do, how that you're different, and social proof. Those are the components of a positioning statement.
And where would you use this positioning statement?
Well, really, this positioning statement is for you. So this is your positioning statement that once you filled it out, you tape it up on your wall so that as you're thinking about what messages and what your website should say, that you're always coming back to your positioning statements to make sure that if this is what you say their needs, wants, and aspirations are you talking to that on your website? Yeah. Are you communicating that in your marketing messages and in your brochures and your flyers? And are you differentiating yourself in all of those things? And when somebody calls you up and they say, yeah, I'm looking for somebody to, you know, I'm looking for a coach or I'm looking for a yogi or I'm looking for whatever, you've got this kind of in your back pocket as a talking point. So you're right there. You've got such clarity around your messaging that it makes it easy for you to answer the question.
Yeah, I think getting that nailed down and knowing it so well that you can put it in any situation is so valuable, because I have found when I first started, I was a bit like, I didn't know it. But once I got used to what my message was, I think that was, you know, very valuable.
Yes. And the other thing that it does for you is that if you find that you have to create loads and loads of positioning statements because your target market is different, then you probably are spreading yourself too thin.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, you really want to make sure that your target market, you can only really support maybe 3, maybe 5 target markets, and they should be quite related, because, you know, you can't have 5 different websites, you know, and people are going to want to buy from and connect with and work with people that they feel really understand them. So if the needs, wants, and aspirations for each of your target markets is fundamentally different, you're going to struggle. You're going to struggle to connect with them. And you're going to, you know, basically, if you sell to everybody, you're selling to nobody.
And that is so valuable, because I know for myself, I've just moved here like you. I started out, you know, in a new country. In Dubai, I was in events there. I was running an events company and a speakers bureau. So I had access to events. And I was lucky to be able to speak, but I was more valuable in the events team at the time. But I got to really work on myself and my, you know, my, what shall I say, my I got my topic down. I got my, you know, my experience on stage. I got my footage. So it's great. But now that I'm here, I'm really feeling that I've had to zone in on what I want to do, because it's so easy to say, oh, I'll spend time doing this, I'll spend time doing that, I'll have a club here, I'll have a this there. And I noticed the amount of time I was wasting, and I was just like, enough. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm focusing on. I don't care if it takes me 2-3 months, this is where I'm zooming in. So those are great tips. And I found it myself that I was spreading myself so thin that I couldn't give value to what I want to do, which is the corporate side. So
a great way to look at that is if you had actual brick and mortar stores, you know, you would be hard pressed to go and set up 10 different stores and to support 10 different stores. And instead, what you would want to do is to focus on one and get one store up and running smoothly and correctly and understand what you'd have to do to get that one store up and running. And then if you got to where that one store was up and running and you weren't having to babysit it and kind of coddle it all the time, then you could look to expand, you know, and offer, you know, some other stores. But you wouldn't want to go and start 10 stores right away. So pick your one doorway and get that one right.
Yeah. And it's so easy, the shiny thing syndrome, where you want to do it all, because I really had to stop myself, because everyone was saying, oh, can you open a club? Can you do this? Can you do that? When I got here, and I just wanted to say yes because I was new and I wanted to fit in and I wanted to try the markets. But then I found, no, I'm going to continue with why I came to the UK was to do this, to set this up, which is why I'm having the summit. My book is following. So, no, definitely it's, you know, I think that is so valuable for everybody to focus and master it.
Yeah.
So that's really good. And I was going through your site and you've got something that really – stood out to me was the holistic thinker. What is that about? Because you spell it with a W.
I do. Well, part of the messaging that I communicate to businesses, because I primarily work with large corporates, is I talk to them about whole company selling. Mm-hmm. And whole company selling is about the idea that everybody in an organization needs to understand the customers and what those customers need, want, and aspire to. So much like our positioning statement, but on a bigger scale even. And that when you have an entire organization that can do that, they're all holistic thinkers. They're thinking wholly, you know, and looking at the entire picture and adding value to the entire picture. So that's where the holistic thinkers comes from.
That's awesome. And I think it's really important. I mean, with us spreading laughter, we want to spread laughter, love, world peace, all those wonderful things. But it's very different, that side of it, to the corporate side where you actually fit in and you're making a difference in the way that they are, you know, going to be performing, in their health, yeah. The way the teams are together. So, yeah, even as such, I think that we have to, as a laughter community, is think holistically. I'm so excited about what you've just launched. It's something a little bit different to what we've been talking about, but I'm so passionate because I think it's very much needed and very valuable to the people watching today, because they're all coaches, they all post on Facebook Live, and you have invented Hey Mike.
I have, yeah. Well, it was kind of a bit of a natural extension, interestingly enough. I mean, if you think about what I do around sales and marketing, which is, you know, how do you get clarity around your message and how do you make sure everybody knows what your message is? Well, one of the best ways that you can do that is through video. And so as somebody who has been a speaker for a long time, and I'm a bit of a maker as well, mm-hmm. So I invented and designed a Bluetooth microphone that connects to mobile devices, so iPhones and Androids and things like that. And it's called the Hey Mic. So there's the little box. There's the Hey Mic. There you go. And what Hey Mic is Hey Mic is a little Bluetooth microphone. It looks like this little Bluetooth microphone that you can clip on. And when you clip on your Hey Mic, it connects up to your mobile phone so that you can very easily get videos. So when you're thinking about all these marketing messages and how you connect powerfully, we know that video is a powerful way to connect with our market. And so we want to be able to showcase our personality and our differentiation and our value. And a great way to do that is through video. But historically, it's been a bit of a hassle to do that, because you had lots of cords or you had to get lots of different cameras and equipment to do that. When we have these amazing, you know, I've got my phone here and we have these amazing video cameras right in our pocket. So I wanted something to go with that. So that's where Hey Mic came from. So with Hey Mic, we have a video app that goes on the phone and you can connect it up and get great audio no matter where you're at. So whether you're in a crowded environment, whether you are in the middle of doing a presentation from Times Square or from central London, you can get really great audio. So you get great dynamic backgrounds around you. You can even do it in the middle of a presentation and capture your content so that you can reuse it, so that you've got great marketing at your fingertips all the time. Whether you're trying to send a personal greeting to a client or whether you're trying to build reusable content for your website, Hey Mic helps you to do that.
Yeah, and I've actually tried it out, so I can vouch for you. It's awesome, and especially I think with what we are doing, because we are moving around and we are clapping, no cords in the way, and it's just the quality of the sound is so important, I think, when you are trying to market yourself, because many times I've done presentations, I've been on stage, it's been videoed, but I don't have the quality. Yeah. And so I'm a big fan of yours and your Hey Mic. I think it is so much needed in what we're doing. And you know, everything, I think marketing yourself has gone very video. So to get that quality, I'm so happy. So what we'll do is we'll put a link down below where you can.
That'd be great.
You can actually get hold of Julie about that. And actually, you can just order it online, right? I'll give you the link. You press on it. And I think we use a code, Simply Laughter.
Yeah, that's right.
There we go. And then, you know, and I think you give a discount with that. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
We're so lucky. Thank you very much. It's a 10% discount.
That's right. Yeah. And currently the Hey Mic, because we're still new to the launch, So it's currently a 30% off launch discount as well. So the 30% launch discount, and with your Simply Laughter, you can get an extra 10% off. So yeah, it's a great time to buy.
Wow, that's great. So I'm very excited to release that for you, because I really think that it's valuable for all my fellow laughter people to use it and to have such good quality content. And that can work for any coaches or anything. So yay, so excited by that. I've been watching you with your marketing as it was coming to the launch, and it was so exciting to watch it actually being used at Inspire. So that's great.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a great adventure. It's been a lot of fun to bring it to market.
Yeah, because I just love, you know, the excitement and the way you go from an idea and then you see it and then the boxing of it. I've just loved each part of your journey. And I kind of feel a bit like that with the summit, because it's been an idea for a while. And now suddenly I'm actually recording it. It's like, yay! I'm feeling the same way. So you must be really excited.
Great. It's fantastic.
Yeah, you've given us so much content today, and I really thank you. If we can put the download of, you said it was the 10 tips. What did you have for us?
We'll put the positioning statement.
The positioning statement. Oh, that is so valuable. I think because if the listeners and the watchers can actually learn how to position that and get it correct and be able to run it off. Thank you. That would be so valuable to them.
My pleasure.
Yeah, that was great. And thank you so much for taking part today. It was so good to have you with me.
My pleasure.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.